What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, September 4th, 2018, getting into the month here. We have got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on. I mean, you wouldn't know it to look at the corporate media. It's all Kavanaugh all the time. But there's a lot going on. We're going to be getting into all of that. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And today, our third hour guest is Dr. Kevin Barrett, and we're coming up, of course, on yet another anniversary of 9/11. People are going to be starting to look back at that, and again, how the official story doesn't really seem to make a whole heck of a lot of sense anymore. So we'll be talking about that in hour number three. Starting right off, if you are living on the Gulf Coast, you had better be keeping an eye on the weather, because Tropical Storm Gordon is probably going to hit the Gulf Coast as a hurricane sometime tonight, and it's going to continue northwest, on more or less on a direct line, up to Oklahoma. So you need to keep your eye on the maps, and I'm sure you've all been through this before. If you live in the Gulf Coast, you know, get your emergency supplies out, make sure that you've got everything good to go. And of course, we went through all of that here in Hawaii recently. We were very lucky here in Oahu. Apparently out on Kauai, Hurricane Lame flooded Hanalei again. Remember, they got hit with those horrible floods back in April, washed out the highway, and apparently the flooding from Hurricane Lame has damaged the attempt to rebuild the highway. So kind of nasty. Now, we've got another storm out there east of us called Norman, but that one is expected to divert north, and so we're not getting very nervous about that one. But it is a rough time of year for the weather with all these storms and everything going on. And I understand there's another tropical storm already forming out in the Atlantic. So I think the United States is going to start feeling like a punching bag here before too much longer. All right. Again, as I said before, if you're watching the corporate media, it's all Kavanaugh all the time. And it is one of the most rancorous events I have ever seen on the floor of the Congress. And the Democrats immediately started interrupting and saying they need to delay the hearings. They need more time to review documents on the nominee's service. And this is one of these things where the Democrats kind of shot themselves in the foot, because they demanded all these documents, huge numbers of documents, more than twice as many documents as any other Supreme Court nominee in history. And then when the GOP provided the documents, the Democrats are saying, oh, well, we couldn't possibly finish reading these until after the November elections, blah, 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 blah. So it's stall, stall, stall. They're basically looking for some way they can hold this off, hold off a confirmation vote until the Democrats are back in control of Congress, which is what the Democrats are thinking is going to happen by hook or by crook, emphasis on the crook. But the meeting was just completely chaos. Kamala Harris was out there tweeting about the hearings must be postponed. They're not transparent. They're not fair. And she tried to call, have the hearing adjourned. There were a lot of protesters in the chamber as well. But the Democrats were interrupting more than the protesters. And the Democrats interrupted the proceedings 44 times in the first 40 minutes. Meanwhile, out in the gallery, there were all these left-wing protesters, and they were making a ruckus, and over 20 people were arrested in that first hour, including Women's March leader and Sharia law enthusiast Linda Sarsour. It got so bad, Kavanaugh's children were taken out of the hearing room because it didn't feel like it was a safe atmosphere. And I'm sure the corporate media is going to be telling us tonight how it was the Republicans trying to obstruct and disrupt the hearings here. Now, Kavanaugh overall strikes me as a good choice for a Supreme Court justice. I would like to see the court go conservative because of all of the liberal court decisions over the last several years that have basically taken a meat axe to the Bill of Rights and basically raised up illegal immigrants and various fringe protected groups at the expense of ordinary law-abiding American citizens. But I do have two issues with Brett Kavanaugh. One is that he does not seem to have a problem with this complete surveillance of the American people. It's like Fourth Amendment be gosh darned. Yes, we can go spy on the American people. We need to because we're scared of them. And the other issue, of course, is that Brett Kavanaugh was tangled up in the cover-up of the murder of Vince Foster. And that's going to be a sore spot for me because it was the murder of Vince Foster that launched me on my unintended and never desired career as a truth activist. People are still talking about John McCain. They're trying to basically polish his image and, oh, he was a great, he was this, he was that, he was a hero and everything. But more and more people are coming on out and saying, no, that's not the real John McCain. That's the fictional John McCain, the image of John McCain. Over in the Egyptian media, they're describing McCain as the godfather, leader, and the real supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood. And we've all seen the pictures of McCain with the leaders of not just the Muslim Brotherhood, but with ISIS. Now, remember when Michelle Bachmann called for an investigation into the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration in the U.S. government, and McCain just excoriated her on the Senate floor, called her a bigot and is an Islamophobe, and there was ultimately no investigation. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Turning to Syria, it looks like it is really on, and still not a word about this on the corporate media. Late yesterday, the U.S. moved the goalposts for military intervention in Syria, saying that they would respond to any attack on Idlib, even if there is no chemical attack, which tells us that they realize nobody's going to believe another chemical attack at this late stage of the game. So the propaganda was up there saying that, you know, if Russia and Syria and Iran attack Idlib, we will have to take action here. And apparently Trump was out there tweeting, you know, don't you dare go into Idlib. You know, and they're trying to cover it by saying it would be a humanitarian disaster. Well, I'm sorry. The humanitarian disaster exists because of 7 going on 8 years of war by the United States trying to get Assad out. If they were that worried about the humanitarian disaster, don't invade in the first place. But this morning, they moved the goalposts again. And they're back to saying the U.S. will respond swiftly and appropriately if Assad uses chemical weapons. And I think that is designed to give the U.S. government a graceful way out if they decide they're not going to push this. Because Russia and Syria have just started pounding the terrorist positions in Idlib and Hama. This is the biggest bombing campaign of the entire war. And just massive amounts of munitions. The army is sending in 20 tanks and BMP vehicles, floating bridges, and tens of personnel carriers to the battlefields in northwestern Syria. So it comes down to this. Will Trump risk a direct conflict with Russia over Syria? Because Russia is right in there at the forefront. They've sent in, I think it's 10 Sukhoi 25 aircraft, and they've flown over 50 sorties so far. Now, Russia is warning their citizens that there is a possibility of a direct confrontation with the United States of America. And Russia's military is apparently preparing for that possibility right now. So, apparently over the weekend, Iranian forces were bombed by the U.S. military south of Manbij. Well, actually, that happened yesterday. A convoy of Iranian forces and allied militia was hit by airstrikes as it drove near Al-Tanf base. Now, what's going on here? It's attrition. The U.S. and Israeli attacks on Syria and Iranian forces are designed to slow their advance toward Idlib and deplete their munitions supplies. Well, I'm sure it will slow them down, but whether it's going to deplete their munitions is another story because they can supply by air. Now, Sunday, Prime Minister Netanyahu underscored the danger of an Iranian military presence in Syria and basically said it's time to start attacking, which apparently is the reason yesterday that the U.S. started bombing Iranian assets here. Story out of Russia Insider, a costly for both sides U.S.-Russian naval clash, a real possibility if Trump falls for another fake Syria gas attack. And this article is basically saying that the indications are that the United States is going to unilaterally declare a no-fly zone over northwestern Syria to protect their assets on the ground, meaning Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Apparently, they've been taking in a lot of new radar systems and just generally laying the groundwork for that. Down in Israel, their officials are signaling an escalation of attacks in Syria. And most Israeli strikes have been limited in certain ways. And it's thought that Israel and Russia sort of had a handshake agreement on what was and what was not off limits. But apparently Israel's now escalating their strikes against Syria and maybe doing so even if they violate the deals with Russia. So it's definitely escalating right here. Earlier today, Israel bombed a strategic Syrian town of Masyaf in western Hama. And according to sources, an Israeli warplane was spotted flying along the Syrian-Lebanon border before crossing into the Homs governorate. Apparently, five missiles struck the Wadi al-Yun area. No other details available at this time. So Russia's out there bombing. And, 10 Russian Sukhoi jets launched dozens of airstrikes over the southern and western parts of Idlib governorate. And obviously, it's on. The offensive against Idlib is going to be starting imminently. Could be today, could be tomorrow, but it will be in the next few days. Okay, the daily, now, as you know, there are Russian naval drills in the eastern Mediterranean. And complicating the situation right now, the Turkish military has boosted its naval group in the eastern Mediterranean. And what they're trying to do is basically stand off the U.S. forces in the area. At the very least, the U.S. Navy, if they're not going to directly engage with Russia and Turkey, they're going to have to launch any cruise missiles from much further out in the Mediterranean, which means there's going to be more opportunity for them to be shot down. Now, the wild card in all of this is the so-called arsenal ship, the SSGN, the converted Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine, which has been converted to fire cruise missiles and standard missiles. And it's out there somewhere. And I think that's why Russia brought in that anti-submarine warfare aircraft the other day. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing here, Mike? Mike, you know, I got to congratulate you. You're the only one, the independent media, let alone the corporate media, that's actually been talking about this. That is a disgrace. Even InfoWars, I was listening to Alex Jones before. I was over at the gym. I watched they had the ticker, the Fox News and CNN. Well, I didn't expect to see anything there. But even Alex Jones, nothing. Not a zip, zero, nada about this. I'm wondering if he made a deal with Trump, maybe saying, look, Trump said he'll maybe some kind of antitrust action against these tech companies, and that Jones should shut up about criticizing any kind of military action. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I'm very suspicious. This is absolutely disgusting. Israel needs to be put in its place. Personally, if Trump wants to get involved there at all, he shouldn't be there one way or the other. But he should tell Israel that if you continue to bomb Syria, we're going to consider bombing some of your airfields. Get out of there! Come on, I'm sorry, that's my dog there. We'll start bombing some of the airfields. If we got along with Russia the way we should, It would be a cooperative method. It would be cooperative. So both the U.S. and Russia would warn Israel, back off, stop it. You're just pouring oil on a fire. But that's not happening. And it's anarchy, and the danger of World War III goes up every day. It's just that, I don't know what Trump is thinking. I think, does he think if he gets involved in a war, he's going to win this election? He's toast. He's finished if he gets us into a war. And, of course, unless it's Third World War, then there probably won't be any more elections. There won't be any planet left to have an election in. But other than that, he gets us bogged down in Syria or with Iran or something like that. Let's say Putin decides to just back off and just support Iran and Syria with weapons. Okay, and let the U.S. Destroy itself. That might happen too, but that's going to be it for Trump. Then, as far as the 2020 goes, we'll probably—I don't know if we get a Democrat either, because the Democrats are—they're all in bed together with this thing. It's just got to stop.
They really are. The problem is that Donald Trump is surrounded by advisors who are controlling what he is being told in order to control him. And they're probably telling him, yes, if you go on in and confront Russia and Syria, we'll sweep the midterm elections and you'll have your second term locked up. And he's not getting good advice. And I understand that Putin is now facing pressure from people in his government. They don't want an outright war, but they're feeling that Putin needs to basically stand up for Russia much more firmly than he has been.
Yeah, this is it. That's what I say. This is a very dangerous situation because, it's going to escalate and escalate. Sure, they've got their hardliners there too in Russia. They're not going to, they don't want this. But yet, it's not Russia's fault. This is the U.S.'s fault. This is,
yes.
I shouldn't say U.S. Not my fault. I don't support this stuff. I know you don't support this stuff. But it's this rotten, stinking, evil government that has taken over this country. And that's what's supporting it. And a corrupt corporate media, and even a lot of the independent media, that doesn't seem to want to cover this thing now until it's too, God forbid, it's too late. So it's got to stop. We got to stop. We don't pay our allegiance to Israel in this country. We don't. That Benjamin Netanyahu is not our president. He's not even a senator. He's nothing. He's just the leader of another country and a bad leader at that. Okay? He should have no influence on this country whatsoever. He needs to be put in his place. The man is a monster. And, it's like having somebody walking around in a gas station where there's a gasoline leak all over the place, and you got a psychopath running around there with a lighter, okay? That's basically Netanyahu right now. That's what this man is doing. And we're letting him get away with it. Trump is loaded down with neocons. Why he put, Bolton in there in the first place, beyond me. I guess he was told by Sheldon Adelson he needs to get rid of Bolton. He needs to do it best. And by the way, folks, I've been tweeting him, especially with his tweet today warning Russia and Syria. I've been tweeting him. I say, do not do it. Get us out of these places. Support our troops. Bring them home. People, you need to do that. I forgot what the number of the White House switchboard is. I'll find it out. Lee Stranahan gives it out sometimes on fault lines. We gotta start calling the White House. Do whatever it takes. This must be stopped before we get into something we won't be able to get out of. And the consequences are terrible. I lived through the Cold War, okay? And you lived through the Cold War. There were a lot of close calls then. This is worse. This seems to be worse. First of all, the Cold War, at least you could say to yourself, we were stopping international communism from taking over. At least that's what we were told. I have my doubts about that.
That's what we were told. The problem is, with all these these high-speed computer systems now in charge of the weapons, this thing could go out of control before anybody could stop it. That's what happened when the USS Vincennes shot down that Iranian passenger jet. That's what happened when TWA 800 was shot down. These things act on their own, and we could be in a major mess with virtually no warning. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with more phone calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, I would be on my knees, but it would take a forklift to get me back up here. We're standing here with our hands outstretched because we need your financial support to keep going. Republic Broadcasting needs your support. So does WhatReallyHappened.com, for that matter. And look how close we are to a world war. And we're trying to talk some common sense in response to all this hysteria and warmongering that's going on. We're trying to bring back civility where we can talk this out, you know, carefully and say, is this really what we want to be doing as a nation? So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation, or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. What Really Happened thanks you. These are very, very dark times, and we've all got to pull together. If we're going to get the big money influence out of our country, it has to be because the little money unites together in that common cause of restoring the republic. Now then, I just put up an article about the White House phone system, and as it turns out, there are actually two different numbers, and the article is now at whatreallyhappened.com, so you don't have to write them down right now. There is a public comment line, which is 202-456-1111. And then there's the official White House switchboard, 202-456-1414, that is manned by operators. And, okay, let's try this just a little bit. I'm being chastised by the control room over my mic volume. Okay, so... those are the numbers, and that's how you can call and make a comment. Not that I expect it's really going to have an effect. The comment line, as far as I know, is just, you know, a recording machine. So getting on to, we get back on to the phone calls here. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Dave, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, howdy, Mike, but you scared me to death. This is absolutely terrifying. I cannot believe that we are so foolish. I mean, we just come out of Labor Day. Oh, by the way, Amy and I are going to send you $100. I want to challenge everybody, whatever you want to call it, to match this. You guys need it. I know this. I can't afford it. I'm sure nobody else can either. But you do such critical, important work. Now, this thing with Russia, it's just gotten... I got to throw props out to Mark. Everything he said was absolutely correct. And, you know, everywhere else we go, Mike, we hear, oh, woe is me. Alex Jones, whatever. Oh, poor, pitiful me. And I'm not slagging him down, because I really appreciate the work he's done, especially at taking on the globalists. I mean, that's very critical, important work. And yes, he's public enemy number one now. I don't want to act like I'm not behind him and our First Amendment, because I am. But you know, you can only hear "woe is me" so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And at a certain point, then we got to get back into the fight, and that's where I want him to get into, which is where you are. I've never heard you once. I mean, you know, when I ask you about Claire or somebody else, you know, or you got a bad hip like I do, whatever. It's not a continual repetitive thing. You know, you just keep covering the facts, and frankly, you just terrified me with this thing. I don't understand why we would even be approaching. Just like Mark said, Netanyahu, I mean, the biggest terrorist on the planet. And our money is paying for that. You know it. It still just confounds me to this day that we can have sitting senators and congressmen who openly have dual loyalties and always side with the enemy of liberty, which is Israel. I still can't stand, and nobody does anything. You know, there's no, there's never a penalty. I'm going to jump off here, but I kind of wanted to ask about your Labor Day weekend. How'd that go down?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to put you on hold, because we got to take a break for commercials. And then after you come back, I mean, it was nothing spectacular, but it was enjoyable. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Missouri, and basically, just in brief, Claire and I took some time off last week, starting on Wednesday, which was my 66th birthday. And for the first 2 days, I just slept. And then I used the time off to basically catch up on a lot of little things that needed fixing around the home. But the last day, because Claire's back is getting better, we were able to get up to the North Shore and get out of the house and get out in the sun and walk on the beach and that kind of stuff.
That's beautiful. I'm really glad to hear it. And this is Dave in Missouri, but I wanted to bring up something else. I spent my weekend with my family too at our lake home in Arkansas. It's a beautiful place. We've owned it forever. Now I didn't get there in time to catch the catfish that I usually do. So I went to buy some salmon, and this was the most tasteless garbage I ever ate. Mike, I don't know what's going on with just basic product anymore. I mean, you cannot find anything that is genuine. You know what I'm saying? All this they call it farm fresh. Give me a break. It's fed garbage, and therefore it tastes like garbage. Now, at some point, the next generation is not going to know what a tuna tastes like, or a salmon tastes like, or a catfish tastes like, or beef, or because it's all going to be so bland and artificial, you know. And I think we're coming there at light speed. I just had to say that because it was gross, dude, and I spent money on that, you know. Have you experienced that there on the island?
I actually don't eat a lot of salmon anymore for a couple of reasons. One of them having to do with, you know, keeping my gout under control. But I understand that the farm-raised salmon tends to be tasteless compared to the wild game fish. And also, apparently, it's a symptom of the GMO salmon, because salmon is the first animal that's been approved for sale. And there are a lot of people who are questioning whether it's even safe to eat. And
I didn't want to feed it to my grandson. You know, I mean, I was scared of it, so I cooked him a hamburger because I have fresh beef. You know, because I tasted that, and most of it just went in the trash. And people are paying money. People are making money off this. We don't even know what we're consuming. And then you go into the bigger aspect of it with the globalism nonsense taking over everybody. Oh, by the way, I do want to throw out one prop to Jeff Rentz. He's the only one that I know who's really on the Israel thing like you are. I like Alex for the Chi-Com thing, which Dylan will fight with me about. But I'm sorry, whenever... when you're taking money out of my grandchildren's mouth and looting my hometown, you don't get by with that. So I dig both those guys for those two things. It's so hard unless you produce it yourself these days. And even then, you got to figure out how to feed, you know, naturally, so you can have a natural product. Everything is so sabotaged.
It is a problem. It's all being taken over by big biotech. Listen, Dave, I'm going to have to let you go because the phone lines are loading up here. But before you go, there's something that everybody ought to consider here. During wartime, and let's be honest, this is wartime, the real healthy, nutritious food goes to the troops. And the civilians back home are forced to make do. And a good example of that would be World War II, when all the real butter had to be sent to Europe to help keep the troops warm through those really horrible winters. And so somebody came up with this substitute butter, which we now know as margarine. And when it was originally marketed, it was this white stuff in a plastic bag, and there was a little gelatin capsule of food color. And you'd break the gelatin capsule and you would knead it around inside the plastic bag until it turned yellow. And everybody said, okay, that's great. It actually was not very good, but it was basically a wartime food for the civilians. And
plastic,
that may be a big
it?
Part of what's going on now.
I mean, wasn't it plastic, basically?
It was hydrocarbons. I don't remember the actual original formula. Anyway, Dave, thank you very much for the phone call.
I love you, Mike. Please support RBN, folks. Peace out.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, all we need is a bunch of vitamin and Benjamin. That's all we need to eat, right?
Yep.
And a conveyor belt full of chocolate. Hey, Mike, I got to disagree. The jobs were, I keep going over it. The Chi-Coms didn't take our jobs. Our own leaders and our own people gave those jobs away. Not all of our
yes.
population, but we need to stop blaming them. Those
yes.
dastardly Russians, those dastardly, you know, Chinese, how dare they take... It's not that, Mike, I don't know if you have Aldi's on your island, but they have salmon from Chile, and, you know, There's, I mean, how hard is famine to get on, like, in this, in the
Hello?
U.S.? You know, Mike? Hello?
Yeah, you were cut off there briefly.
Oh. Yeah, I'm talking about famine, Mike. Like, if you have an Aldi's over there, I mean, how, if you're living in the United States, how easy is it to get fresh salmon? You know what I mean? It's going to be coming from Chile or some other country, you know. But Dave's right. There is tasteless salmon out there. But you know, I had some from Chile from Aldi's, which is, you know, a German marketplace, and that was actually pretty good. It was fresh.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's bad food out there. You know, you got to do some research on. You know, I mean, you just can't grab something off the shelf.
Well, here's the reality. Here's the reality. I mean, between Fukushima toxifying the Pacific Ocean with radioactivity, the Gulf oil disaster, which that stuff is still down there, the dispersant didn't really make the oil go away. It just made it sink, so you can't see it anymore. And the reality is between that and all of these other GMO mistakes they've been making, there is not enough safe, healthy food to feed the current human population. And that's why governments all around the world, including the U.S., are now basically loosening the restrictions for food producers to say, yeah, you can go ahead and do shortcuts. You can add more fillers. You can do this and you can do that to just, you know, make the people feel like they're eating something and they're not hungry. But the food may not be nutritious. It may not be healthy for us. It may even be harmful. Canola oil is a good example. Food manufacturers love it. It lasts forever. It reduces loss on the shelf, but it can actually cause arterial plaque and dementia. But they're allowed to sell it, and you find it blended in with salad dressings and all kinds of stuff.
Hey, Mike, what's your idea on coconut oil? They've been ripping on it lately. Like it's poisonous. I eat coconut oil, like, you know, not every day. Obviously, you're not going to be oil-based stuff every day, but I mean, I don't have a problem with that. You know, anything in excess is no good for you every day, right? I mean, it's just part of a fact. You know, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that generally when you see somebody going on the attack against a particular product, it's because they're getting ready to launch a different product. And they'll rant and rave about how dangerous this thing is for you. And then a couple of weeks later, you get a commercial on TV. Oh, for those of you concerned about coconut oil, we have this new product here that's made from ground up kumquats or something.
It's like apples. Eat one day and then the next day they say they're no good for you. Hey, Mike, you know the National Endowment for Democracies? Well, you heard of them,
yes.
Obviously. Well, did you hear what's going on with China now? There's like this report through Reuters that this is all BS, Mike. They got 1 million Uyghurs in concentration camps in China. Like, it's like a whole new Russia did that type of thing because, you know, they are the biggest threat to our economic power is Russia and China. So now the Uyghurs thing is coming out where there's 1 million in concentration camps. Now, how hard is it to keep 1 million people in a concentration camp? I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke, man. Like, it's like with Trump coming out to, I mean, Mike, if Assad gasses his people for a 15th time, we're going to do something about, how many more times does it take the people to figure out it's bunker BS? You know? I mean, this is a bunch of loaded crap. You know,
well, I think people have figured that out, and that may be why they tried to go back and just say we'll respond to any attack on Idlib. But then again, earlier today they were back to saying chemical attack, which gives the U.S. government a graceful exit if they please decide they don't want to get into a direct military confrontation with Russia.
Exactly, Mike. Because you said it yourself earlier. You said the way the Russians did it, which is smart, which I would have did a different way. I would have had the Chinese do the operation because then they can't blame Assad for gassing his own people. They'd have to blame the Russians or the Chinese for gassing Assad's people, right? If China did the operation on the ground, then Assad wouldn't be involved in that. Russia would do the bombing, right? They should have done it that way. I would have looked at it doing that way strategically. But you know what, Mike? Like, you look at it now, yeah, Russia's got 25 ships there doing the drill. Well, there's a reason they're doing the drill, because it's like you said, it's further out of a distance. You have to do a strike. Now, yeah, there might be a U.S. sub down there, but Mike, 95% chance that they know where that sub is. The Russians are good at that. They know where that sub is. So this has been going on for now a day and a half. This airstrike, they're softening up. They're going in the next, like, couple hours, Mike. I mean, they're softening up the front end. So, all right, Mike, have a good show. That's it.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and I don't think they're going to go in the next few hours, because part of the psychology of air attacks is that you don't let the opposing force get any sleep. So I figure it's going to be at least tomorrow. They're going to be bombing and striking around the clock to keep them awake, and then they'll be sleep-deprived along with everything else that's going on. All right, let's switch to Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and what's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I hope you can hear me better today. My, I've switched to my emergency phone where I pay by the minute.
Well, talk fast.
Yes, my old iPhone 4. But anyway, there are a few things I wanted to say, actually. I was listening to all of the incendiary dialogue about let's attack Israel or let's not Israel do whatever it wants to do. There's nothing we can do with regard to Israel. It's 70 years too late. Try and stop Israel. They've got a huge arsenal. What we have to do is deal with Israel the best way we can, and that is recognizing what we're capable of and what Israel is capable of. And without a global alliance to confront Israel, then it's best to avoid incendiary language, because first of all, Mike, it puts your show in jeopardy. I mean, you don't want to be yanked off the air because you're allowing people to promote such incendiary language against Israel.
Point taken.
Secondly, the other thing that really bothers me is everyone is talking Trump this, Trump that. He single-handedly is not the U.S. government or the Pentagon or all the other institutions and hidden shadow forces that are actually involved in all of these militant activities. He's probably a hostage himself. So let's stop attacking Trump. I think he's under enough pressure as it is. Here in Canada, the newspapers are all full of Trudeau should, the Canadians should cooperate with Congress to try and get Trump thrown out and impeached. And they're using NAFTA as the excuse. So Trump is under enough siege as it is. He does not need individuals calling him up and saying, you're a failure. I think he's got to be feeling pretty bad as it is. The other thing I wanted to say about food, we want to live forever. Nobody should ever die. But that means that agricultural or arable land is going to be used up for building housing. And then we expect food to be as good as it was back in the early 1900s. We're victims of our own success. If we want to live forever, we're going to have to learn to eat plastic food and accept it. Layla,
let me insert another comment here. Part of the problem is that the farmland that we've got has been farmed a lot. And that means that the natural nutrients that were in that soil back in the 1900s, it's all gone. And the plants are struggling to grow. And they pour on fertilizers and all these other chemicals to get the plants grow. But it's not a natural process, and it doesn't replace those original nutrients.
I agree. And let me tell you something that my mother told me, that her grandfather told her, that the farmland that we used to own, my grandfather told her he would leave one field fallow every year so that it could replenish its minerals. And that was when my mother said oranges in Jaffa were as big as grapefruits. Recently, I bought some grapefruits thinking they were oranges, and when I bit into them, I was shocked at how bitter they were because they were so small. I thought they were just tiny oranges. My mother said the orange industry in Palestine, pre-Israel, was amazing. And my mother's family had a lot of farmland, obviously outside of the Bethlehem area, because they used to live inside the town and just farm outside. but the other irony is that when the British came in for the mandate, they confiscated all of my maternal grandmother's land for barracks and other things, and they never paid her because they knew the Israelis were going to take it anyway. So, I understand the concept of, they even do that sometimes in good horse farms. I used to have a horse. In good horse farms, they would allow each paddock.
Okay, Layla. Layla, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're kind of wandering down memory lane, you know, weaving back and forth here. We're coming up on another commercial break.
We're talking about
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones here, I got to get some news in here because there's a lot of stuff going on. Apparently, this issue about chemical weapon attack versus any attack at all was caused by the State Department and the White House not really communicating with each other very well. And apparently it is the White House that is saying we will attack if there's a chemical weapon being used. Meanwhile, it's the State Department, in conjunction with the Turkish Foreign Ministry, is saying that any military offensive in Idlib is unacceptable and must be responded to. And so once again, we're sending a message to the world. We don't really know who's in charge of what's going on. Now, the State Department is supposed to work for the executive branch. He's supposed to work for the president, not try and undermine him or force his hand. Meanwhile, apparently earlier today, the Syrian Air Defense Forces intercepted at least 5 Israeli missiles over the provinces of Hama and Tartus. And this is Syrian state media reporting this. According to the reports, the Syrian Air Defense Forces also engaged Israeli jets, but no hits were achieved. In other words, they got into the aerial furball. And apparently the Israeli strike did cause an explosion in the area of Masyaf in the Hama countryside. At least one person is dead, 12 others injured. Okay, now, do you remember how there was this story that hit the news about how Iran, those evil Iranians, had sent short-range missiles to militia in Iraq that could attack Tel Aviv? And both Iran and Iraq are saying, no, it just didn't happen. Israel is saying that they could attack Iraq over these missiles. So they're out there getting ready to attack Iraq now over missiles that don't really exist, just like we attacked Iraq over nuclear weapons that don't exist. All right, back to the phones here. W in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to just talk about, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great, great. I just want to talk about that National Museum in Brazil. I think that's just a tragedy, not just for Brazil,
I
but
agree.
For humanity. 20 million pieces of artifacts from 200 years of painstaking study. I think that's just amazing. I think it's even more amazing that in 2018, with all the technology we have today, that there was no sprinkler system in there. And apparently the fire hydrants didn't have any water, so the firefighters had to go to a lake to get water to put out this. But I think, it's even more systematic. It's just the corruption and mismanagement of funds in Brazil. That's unfortunate. I've never been to Brazil. I don't know anybody from Brazil. But I actually felt that pain watching when they mentioned, you know, how many different pieces were missing, indigenous languages, just erase artifacts from other countries.
I agree. It's an absolute tragedy for the archaeology and the history. But there's the other aspect in that the people pushing the New World Order don't want us to have a history to remember. Now, whether there was something nefarious about this particular fire, we don't know. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a quick break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.